finally, at 8 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. Hopefully, that will permanently resolve all my internet issues. Let me know. I really do. I'm not confident that this is going to look great. Hey, Yorn, good to see you. I apologize for being late. In the idea of making sure that this works, I'm going to go no camera because I know that that takes a lot less bandwidth. So let me share a screen. And then goodbye. Hey, Watchtail, good to see you. Yeah, I am really not confident that this is going to be working today, which I'm really pissed about because this should have been working. For those who have been with me for a while, you have seen my frustrations with the internet. There was a point around Thanksgiving last year where they were installing AT&T fiber in my neighborhood, and they cut my line 5 times. They cut my cable internet line 5 times. Brian had thought it was a conspiracy to get me to switch to AT&T, and it may have been, but I'm all logged in now. Let's go ahead and do this thing, because I think we may be putting on trades today. Welcome. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day, and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Howdy, Nathan. Now, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier. Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So let's go take a look at what we got. Now, pop this down, pop this up. Yes. Oh, okay. When I looked at this a few minutes ago, it was really pushing to highs. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling more confident. I'm looking, but now we're selling off over the 10. I mean, my deal. Is I want to see confidence. I want to see real, like, movement over the 10 EMA. Yeah, dude, the internet seems to be struggling, but it's definitely better than previous days. Don't worry, my friend. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Central Time. I should have the technician here on site making it happen. So I want to see the 10 over the 20 with price over the 50. And my note was, if it closes under the 20, wait to see new trades until it closes over the 10 again. It closed under the 20 yesterday. I'm not confident here. Just like I wasn't confident on this day, or this day. And then we had a big sell-off. What are we at? 56, we're 70 cents. We're 70 cents over the 10. Is it over? Yeah. Is it giving me warm and fuzzies? No. So I'm going to skip today. I, honest to God, was ready to do this when it appeared about 20 minutes ago. But now looking at it, I am not there. However, let's go take a look at some of the upgrades that Mahesh has pushed through. So we are inside the Outlier platform. Let's go to Amazon. I saw that was a buy signal today. Couple things you'll notice. Oh, where did it go? That's there. Let me refresh. Yorn says there's definitely more on the bear list than the bull list, for sure. 851 versus 694. It's definitely skewing that. So happy with the multi-device support now. Very cool. Yeah, one thing, I saw it earlier today. I swear it was on a different one because I was doing backtesting for shorts. I'll show you some of my results here. I was doing some shorts backtesting earlier today. If this ever works. Here we go. And okay, like AGR. You'll see what I'm talking about in just a second. We have these new icons for, like, hey, what is this thing? So click here to watch more on the favorites list and bull list, right? That's right here. Oh, I've already closed Discord. Let me pop that open. I know for a fact I saw that on the individual stocks. Hi, Sabrina. Welcome to the trading room. Swear that that was there. And I even took a screenshot. Yeah. Maybe it's my internet. I don't know. Let me go to XLF. I wonder if it's a bug that Mahesh hasn't seen. Because these little icons are really cool. If you remember, we did a special webinar a couple weeks ago where we went through literally every single part of the platform. And I saw that these came through on the update that Mahesh pushed through earlier this week. They are there. Okay, cool. We just figured out a bug that I need to tell Mahesh. So let's just pull up three of them to confirm this. Right. So you see there, 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 and there. Right. What is a constituent map? And then it pulls up a YouTube video. And Roots did around this. There's me and Mahesh talking about it. Right. So these little pop-up buttons are super, super handy. But in my opinion, they need to be on the stocks, not just on the ETF. So it's not on Amazon. It's not on CTLT. And it's not a thing. Okay, we just discovered a bug. All good. That's why we do this live, right? So we can work together on using the platform together. So I'm going to email Mahesh. In fact, I'll probably send him this link. Mark usually watches live. Mark is one of our co-founders. Mark, if you are watching live, will you let me know if you've seen this? Nathan says, oh, yeah, I thought that was intentional. No. Okay, so I'll send this to Mahesh. We'll get that fixed up right away. But that was what I was excited about, was to show you these little icons here, because they are really cool. They're ultra useful because a lot of our customers had said,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey, how do I use this? Hey, how do I use that? We just answered that question for you. This is how to use it on every single thing. Now, let's go to the bull list. There were a couple upgrades here as well. First, big upgrade here, which I'm very excited about, is this 30-day average volume. Now, the way that I'm going to be using it is I'm still going to copy and paste into a spreadsheet, and then I'm going to let the spreadsheet filter it off. In fact, watch this. I'm such a nerd, right? So I'm just going to copy a bunch of these. And then I built a macro to where I just put my cursor right there, click my macro, shabam. It's already pasted it and filtered it to be on 1 million shares or more. So I thought that was pretty cool. But anyways, we do have the 30-day average volume now inside of here, which is great. We were all looking for more liquidity. So this is ultra cool. Because like this one here at 11,000, I'm not going to be trading that. Not a chance. What's Amazon? Amazon at 35 million. Yeah, I like that a lot better. So those are cool upgrades here. Cool couple upgrades here. Let me see. Was there anything else I want to chat about? Maybe there was something in the Discord. By the way, I'm loving that everybody is jumping on the Discord, giving their feedback, noticing some things that we can improve upon, and going into the feature request. I saw this earlier today, which was really smart. Multiple watch lists. I love that idea, right? So you've got a favorites, and then maybe you've got like a tech stocks favorites, or maybe you've got like a short list favorites, something like that. That's a really, really good idea. So please continue to make this better every chance we can. So honestly, that's going to do for today. I'm not going to get in because this is not convincingly higher than the 10, especially since it's been selling off here in the last hour. I do want to look at volume real quick. I was curious about that. Okay, not a whole lot going on here. I actually said I was going to show you some of my shorts backtesting, and I didn't. Let's look at that. All right. So looking at short positions. Now, I filtered this to be just during when the market sold off. So this was during like the this time frame right here. I think I did September 1st, October 3rd, or November 3rd, something along that lines. Because I'm only going to be going short when the market is weak, right? So I filtered it on that. And then I got the start value. Negative means it's an R value. So like R19 and R25. Like, let's go to that one real quick. Let's let that load. And what I did was I was making sure I filtered only for red as a starting point. And then I did a little formula to see how much changed between the start value and the end value. But then as I got to going through this, I did make a discovery, because part of it was the start value at R19 and the end value at R25. A lot of stuff happened in between here and there. When I mean the start value, I mean the heat map value, which is shown up here. A lot of stuff happened between these two points, right? It started at R19, got all the way down to 32, and then came back up. And so I was making some notes to myself, right? Started at R19, stalled to R24, price recovered a lot before going back down. So my thought was, okay, I need to figure out what's going on with these, right? So the peak, so the deepest red it got was R29. Or I must have typed that wrong, R34. But the best returns came at R27, which was around right here. The best returns came at that point. So what I'm doing is I'm going through and I'm saying, okay, what is the value where it got the best returns? What is the spread between the open point and the point with the best returns? So right, how many color codes did it change between the opening and the best returns, right? So in this case, we went from R19 to R27. Let me rephrase that, R34. So it moved 15 heat map points. Now, I also had a theory, kind of like we're looking at on the long exits, where getting out at G10, G13 is an optimal exit point. And previously my theory was R10. So I've been keeping up with where were the returns at R10 between the buy point and it reaching R10. So -8 to R10. And then I also was thinking, because part of the exit strategy is getting out earlier on the heat map as it goes deeper, right? So between G13 and 25, letting it go at least 10 points. If it's a G25 plus, only letting it run for 5 points higher. So same concept, but on the R side. So what I wanted to do was just look at, okay, how far did it go after 5 points? How did it go after 10 points? And this one here actually lost money at 5 points and never even reached 10 points. So a few interesting items, right? I've got a lot of data to go through here, but that's where my head is at, because I want to make sure that when we get to a market that's shortable, that I can have a really solid plan, rock and roll and ready to go. All right, that is going to cover it for today. Fingers crossed, we have the world's greatest internet by tomorrow afternoon, because I am over this shit. Y'all have a great day. I will see you tomorrow. Talk soon.